Episode 3274, Are You a Confused Parent?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary weekend. Yes, because it's Friday. Woo! I cannot believe it. It is the second weekend in January. Yes, already we are here. Can you believe it? Man, mark your calendars because pretty soon those Christmas trees are going back up. But mine hasn't come back down. So, confessions of an upset mama, here we go. Are you a confused parent? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You know, being a parent can be a roller coaster of a ride. Wondering if you're doing it right. It's like, oh my goodness, am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? It's common to ask yourself, right? If you're being too strict or if you're being too lenient, are you a confused parent? Because in reality, most of us parents are confused. We try to make sure we're setting the right foundation for our child's future. And we think we're doing it right, but you know what? The moment, I don't know about you, but the moment you think you've got it all figured out, you've got your child pinpointed, it's like, whoop, surprise, deer in the headlights. And you're like, oh, gotta start all over again. Huh. So let's be real. There's no guarantee when it comes to parenting. There just isn't. There's no manual for it. I could sit here and talk till I'm blue in the face, but what I can tell you is every day is a new day, right? And with every day brings new mercies. Praise the Lord, we have that. And I know that it really doesn't make me feel good or confident when there's really no guarantee in my parenting. There is not a guarantee. And you wonder why we are confused, but there are things we can do to be more confident as a parent, which allows us to parent better, in my opinion. So, hey, join the party because we don't really have a guarantee. You know that. I know that. And that's why many parents share the same concerns. Like, how am I supposed to know what I'm doing right? How can I be confident in who I am as a parent? So the good news is that there are practical steps you can take to feel more confident in your ability to raise your kids. You got to trust yourself more. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Trust, T-R-U-S-T, yourself more. You know, as a parent, you know your child better than anyone else. And yes, I just said that. Now, you may argue with me once in a while and say, yeah, I really don't know my kid. You will if you trust yourself more. And we're going to break it down. Trust is an acronym, T-R-U-S-T. And if you really do take time to trust yourself more in this, you will know your child better than anyone else. But I will say this, a lot of people, they're just going through the motions. They're like, yeah, these kiddos, well, yeah, they're just kind of extra. Your life changed when you had a child, whether you adopted the child, whether you gave birth to the child, whether you held the child, doesn't matter how you got that child. You may be a mentor of children and not even have children of your own. But when you came to the point of having a child, that responsibility landed on your shoulders. Yes, if you trust yourself more, you will know your child better than anyone else. But you have to be willing to trust yourself more and have that confidence that you are making the best possible decisions for your child. Remember, there is no one-size-fits-all approach to parenting. There isn't. What works for one child may not work for another. So trust comes from this deep understanding of your child's needs, and it allows you to adapt your parenting style to truly suit their individuality. And it's hard to do, I know. Because a lot of times, yeah, well, you know what? I had this kid. He didn't really change anything. Yeah, he did. Kids change you forever. They will change your life. They will change your heart. And they change your lifestyle. And if they don't, I would really suggest you go back and think about, am I really being the parent I'm supposed to be? If I'm living the idea that my kids having them really doesn't change anything that we do. Yeah, it is going to change things. Pretty soon, they're going to be number one. You aren't. I'm sorry. That's just how it is. You know, all these spa treatments and all, yeah, book it for two or three or four. Or don't have it at all because they just cost more. You know, what is it? And I think if we would just get real with ourselves as being parents, we might actually take the job more seriously. And yes, my friends, it truly is a job. It has job requirements. We got to show up. We got to pay bills. We've got to provide a roof over their head. We've got to provide food and housing and shelter. Oh, wait, that is housing. Clothing. What else is needed? Tennis shoes. And now technology, right? All these lists that we have. We want to make sure they go to the best school, that they have the best opportunity, whatever we can do. And most of the time, it all comes from what we didn't have. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but that's not always the right way to lead because then sometimes you overgive. But we're not going to go into that scenario right now. I just want you to look at, okay, I'm a parent. Am I confused? Yeah, most of us are. So great, check that box. But how do I parent by having more confidence in who I am as a parent? Now, I didn't say who you are as a reflection of yourself. We could be here for months, okay? Come on over, we'll have a coaching session. But when it comes to looking at yourself as a parent and making those decisions, yes, there is something involved with your reflection, right? If you look at yourself and you're like, oh, I don't really, you know, really feel great about myself, that does have an opinion and a weight as to how you look at yourself, how you have that confidence or that self-esteem as to, yeah, I got this. But even if you got this, sometimes you just don't got this. You know what I mean, right? You got to trust that you know that you know that you don't know, but that you know you can trust yourself more. So now that you're totally confused on this beautiful Friday, Confessions of an Upset Mama, well, let's dive into trust, T-R-U-S-T, yourself more. Number one, talk. Talk, talk, and talk some more. Openly communicate with your child. Engage in meaningful conversations, not just, hey, how are you? How was your day? Oh, great. Oh, you look cute in that. Oh, wait. Oh, you might want to put on a coat because it's kind of cold outside when I came in. Oh, don't forget, dinner's in the crock pot. If that's your conversation with your child, you're missing the boat, my friend. You're missing it. You got to openly communicate with your child. Engage in those meaningful conversations. That means ask open-ended questions. Dive in. Truly foster a trusting relationship through effective communication. That means what? Wrap your hands around your child, literally and figuratively, and have some discussions, deep-hearted ones. And when you do that, you engage in open and honest and meaningful communication with your child. This involves creating that safe space to share thoughts, your concerns, and emotions. And it's not just about you, it's also about them. So they need to be able to in turn and say, Mom, yeah, I really didn't like that dinner. And you're gonna be like, oh, crushed. It's all right. You'll make something different next time. Get over it. You got about another 12 recipes you can pull from. You know, where you get on the bandwagon of you just kind of recycle about 6 to 8 recipes. Yeah, I know. Well, we'll start cooking more here together. And yeah, we've got some fun things coming up around the corner. Little teaser. Anyway, so engage in that open and honest communication, right? Create that safe space to share thoughts, your concerns, and emotions. Listen to them. When you build a healthy dialogue, it's a dialogue, not a monologue. And I really want to say, you got to listen more than you talk. You do. And when you talk, man, make it powerful. You don't need a whole paragraph. You need about 2.5 sentences, maybe 3. You don't need a dissertation to discipline. Seriously, think about that. Take that one home to the bank and just chew on it. When you build a healthy dialogue, you build trust and strengthen the parent-child relationship. Talk. Number two, R, reassess. Reassess your parenting approaches and constantly seek opportunities for growth and improvement. This is when you reflect, reassess, reflect, whatever word you like. They're both R words. And say, gosh, am I really doing this? Maybe there's a season that your child's going through. Oh, let's see. Toddlers, terrible teens, and tweens. let's see, college. Oh, wait, adulting. Oh, wait, no. There's so many, right? It's called motherhood, fatherhood, parenthood. It's hard. It just is. And it's not easy. In fact, you know, I look back when I raised my kids, and I mean, not that I'm not raising my kids, but my influence is different now because technically all mine are adults now. My grandbabies, that's a different conversation. And I do have influence over them too. But when I look at my children, when they were younger, it was different. We didn't have all this craziness. I mean, yeah, we had computers, but we didn't have cell phones like we do. We could actually disconnect, like literally go off the grid. Now you're never off the grid. In fact, now people are buying places and going places to get off the grid because they're just tired of being on the grid. So reassess. Look at yourself and say, gosh, where am I lacking? Maybe I can get some help here. What can I do to improve my conversational skills, right? Go back to talk. How can I tame my tone so it doesn't sound like I'm barking at them all the time? If you sound like a bulldog, even though I love our bulldog, he's adorable, but man, when he's mad, like you don't want him around. And he has an attitude once in a while. And when he gets into his bark, it's like, okay, step away. Doesn't happen very often, by the way. But let me tell you, if there was a stranger in this house, they would not be walking out. We don't want our children to feel that. You don't want to be the bulldog. Now, yes, you need to discipline. Yes, you need to be consistent. But in order to do that and do it well, regularly assess your parenting approaches and strategies. Look at it. Is it working? Right? Reflect on your actions. Acknowledge what's working well and what's not. Identify areas for improvement. It's okay. You're not perfect. Neither am I. But an imperfect parent makes perfect progress for parenting. Now let's repeat that 10 times. I can't do that. I don't have that written down. That just came off the top of my head. Woohoo, high five. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. We're having fun. But parenting, I know, isn't always fun. Reassess, be open to self-reflection, right? And making those necessary tweaks. You can feel more assured in your decision-making, which means what? I'm standing taller and I know what I say is true and trust myself more. TR number three, you understand. Understand that each child, I don't care how many you have. In fact, who were they? Were they the Duggars? I've lost track of them, but I used to keep up with all of those, you know, the sextuplets and all of this. And then it became that now, because we have a lot of other things, which we'll leave that for another episode, there are more families that have more children all at the same time, like 4, 5, or 6, which that didn't used to be, but it's more prominent now. So it's not that big of a deal, but back in the day it is. But regardless of how big your family is, whether you've adopted, had them biologically, it doesn't matter. They're your kids, right? You need to understand each child. See their uniqueness, embrace their individuality so you can build that strong connection. This passing by, oh, you look cute in that. Oh, yeah, dinner's in the crock pot. Oh, by the way, don't forget, I need you to take out the trash today because it is trash night. Oh, and also, got the kitty cats. You need to empty out the litter box and then make sure you feed them. Okay, that's not understanding your child. That's not seeing their individuality. That's pointing out to them and telling them these are their responsibilities. I'm telling you that your responsibility is to understand your child's uniqueness. And in order to do that, you've got to look at their needs, their perspectives. You've got to listen to them. Actively listen. Show empathy. Not just like, oh yeah, I know you're hurting. All right, you'll get over it. Okay, bye. No. Don't get back on your phone just because you think you need to look at something on Facebook or Instagram. Those reels can wait. Your child cannot. So take that time to truly comprehend your child's thoughts and feelings. They need to be seen and heard. Are you listening? Are you seeing them? Or are you literally just two ships in the night passing? By cultivating deep understanding between you and your child, you can respond sensitively and truly effectively so your child's unique requirements, they're met. Because ultimately, that's what we need to be doing. TRU, number 4, S, seek. Seek support and knowledge from fellow parents, support groups, professionals, counselors. Hey, come on into AIM when we open it up. Come and ask for help. Recognize the importance of seeking out help from others. And this includes reaching out to other parents, joining support groups, or seeking guidance from professionals. By connecting with a community of support, you can find reassurance. You can gain those valuable insights when you're like, I don't know if this really works. And you can learn from shared experiences. No, it's not going to look the same, but knowing that someone went through it means, okay, I will get through it. For such a time as this, I'll make it through because this too shall pass. You aren't doing it alone anymore. You're not parenting by yourself, even though at times, it does feel pretty lonely. But you've got to seek. You got to seek out help. You got to seek knowledge. That knowledge may be reading books, maybe listening to podcasts. You're here right now. That's seeking out knowledge. If you were to come and join AIM when we open it up, which I would love for you to, then guess what? You're going to get support in there. You are going to be seen and heard. So guess what? So you can see your child and hear your child. Trust. T-R-U-S, number 5, T, time. Take the time to reflect on your parenting journey and take time with your child. You've got to spend time with your child. Are you really doing that? Or are you just kind of coming and going? You know, I realized a couple, maybe it was just about a week or so ago, that I really did feel like I was ignoring one of my children. And I didn't mean to do it on purpose, but I was like, gosh, I really cut that conversation short. That was really rude. And I started watching, and it wasn't that I meant to do it, but it was happening. And I thought, well, I am under a little bit of stress and I do have some deadlines and I get all of that. But my first and foremost goal is to be a mom, next to being a wife and an incredible woman, but it's to be a mom. And I need to be there for my child and my children and my grandchildren. And so for me, noticing that, I was like, okay, time to make, time out. I need to have some time. And so lately, this whole week, I have been specifically making sure I show up, I ask questions, and I sit down. Or I slow down enough to where my child knows that they are seen and heard. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing. Allow yourself that time to rest, to recharge, right? For yourself, yes, because sometimes we need a break, but also so you're resting and taking care of them, spending that time with them, right? You've got to know your children, and you can't know them if you're not with them. So that's a flip side. Yes, you've got to take care of you. You've got to rest and recharge and rejuvenate. I get all of that. You've got to practice that self-care. Make sure you're going to bed. Don't sit there and binge watch some movie and then blame yourself. Oh, I'm so tired. And then you don't want to be around your kids and you're crabby. Well, whose fault is that? Yours. Confession day. Come on. Let it all hang out. We're doing it. And parenting, yes, is demanding. And you really do have to take care of your own physical, mental, and emotional well-being in order to care for somebody else. But on the flip side, you need to spend time with your child. Are you doing that? Do your best to have real time together. And I have that kind of in air quotes right now. I mean, if you could see me, I'm like doing air quotes. Do your best to have that real time together. And that's when you hang out with no expectations from you. Meaning you don't have this mindset of like, we're going to go and have a conversation and, you know, he's graduated in 2 years and I need to know what he needs to do in order to get into the school, the college that he wants. And we've got to plan this out. Okay, that's setting expectations. When I say spend time, real time together with your child, don't come with expectations. Now, yes, you need to have those moments where you have those serious conversations, but not all the time. Simply be present. You need to see and hear your child. Parenting is not about being perfect. It's about building a relationship. Choose unconditional love and the rest will follow. That means no matter what happens, your door is always open. And it's hard. Let me tell you, it is hard. I've been through a few million things with my children. Having five, been there, done that. Some have been great, some things I'm still working on. But you know what? My door is always open. My door will always be open, whether it's to the door of my house or the door to my heart. It's always open. Is yours? Because my friend, parenting is a journey that evolves over time. There is no manual for it. So you've got to embrace the fact that you're going to make mistakes along the way. It's just going to happen. Get over it. But also understand that those mistakes are opportunities for growth and for learning. And through the journey, you will find your unique path to successful parenting. So take that deep breath. Come on, breathe with me. It's almost the weekend. Trust yourself, T-R-U-S-T, and know that you are doing just fine. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.